Thank you. From my corner of the garden of the universe to your ears, it's the music of the morning breeze. I'm DJ alongside John Luttrell, and we are excited to invite Michael Gettle along with our Oracle Todd Johnson. Yes, it's Perspectives with the Oracle on the morning breeze.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day here. It's absolutely stellar outside today, except for the heat, but that's okay. You gotta take what you can get. We are honored to have with us Mr. Michael Gettle here with us today to discuss some of the history, some of the new stuff, and share thoughts with us. So thank you for being here with us, Michael, today.
Oh, my pleasure. You guys are doing well, I hope.
Fabulous.
Absolutely. I think what we'll do is we'll roll into an old one, because the San Juan Suite was what introduced me to you. It was one of those first albums I found. Yeah, it was one of those first albums I found and went, I really love this. I got to find out who this is and get more of it. So that's how I started with your music. And I picked out Whale Song because I thought that was an appropriate piece for the you know, kind of an opener today. So yeah, I would love to hear your backstory on that whole, the album and the song itself.
Well, with all of the boating that I did in the San Juan Islands when I was living there, as well as beforehand, I had my wife's family lived up there. And there was just this perfect niche for piano music with natural ambient sounds. So I had a friend and we just put together a cassette and just shared it with a bunch of shop owners in the San Juan area and then along the West Coast there, and people just ate it up, and some one thing led to another, and we did the CD and that kind of took off. But Whale Song is really cool in the sense that I've always had this just this fascination with whale songs, humpback whales and killer whales, and so it just seemed like the perfect marriage to try to imitate a humpback whale, and that's really kind of how it happened.
Wow, what a beautiful piece.
Let's listen down. Thank you. you're in tune with the Morning Breeze and our Perspectives with the Oracle, featuring Michael Gettle's music and, oh, Todd Johnson. Todd, you're the Oracle. Tell us what's up next.
Well, it's an honor to be here with you folks, but we have Suchia, which is a song that Michael requested, and I am so glad he did, because I have found this one such an enjoyable listening pleasure, and I think I'm going to let him go into the explanation of this piece, because he will do so much better than I.
Well, it's actually pronounced Sucha, and it's an island of San Juan's. And so I just thought it would be a fun song to share, as it's a different version than the actual solo piano piece. And this has oboe as the main melody, which is an instrument that I've always loved. I actually, in high school, when I was going full-time music classes in my senior year, I actually took home an oboe and a bassoon, and I learned how to play those. So I've always loved writing for oboe, and I've had the great privilege of writing for Russell Walder and Nancy Rumble especially. This is an instrumentalist by the name of Michael Miller, who I met in Denver, and he does a lovely job with the melody.
Oh, beautiful. I can't wait to hear it. I think we should roll into that one right now. Thank you.
It's the Morning Breeze. What a lovely piece of an oboe. Really, I can understand why you wanted to have that in this piece.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just a beautiful lead instrument.
Yeah, it is. It does a wonderful job of that and really takes you there as well.
Sure.
Our next two songs I picked off the new album, The View From Here, and I wanted to know where the idea came from for this album and kind of the story behind these two songs as well, if you can squeeze them in. Now, what we have coming up is Lone Tree and Rise, which I have found to be very inspirational songs in my morning routine.
Awesome, awesome. Lone Tree, well, let's see. The View From Here is really a song cycle that, being kind of away from recording for quite a while prior to this release, I wanted to kind of ease myself back into it and do something super vulnerable, which, The View From Here is, as you both know, a solo piano for the most part. And it, in some ways, it's a partner with Sam on Suite in a way, just because there's natural sounds and that kind of a thing. But all of the songs really have captured a place in time, a moment in time. And the song Lone Tree is really, I was inspired to write that because of the front cover. And a friend of mine photographed that, and I just knew that that was going to be a cover if I ever recorded again, which I did. But it's what I love is how a lot of the songs on this album have kind of an A-B sort of a form to them, or an ABA form, and Lone Tree is no different, and actually Rise is no different. They're both kind of AB type of format. But one thing that I'll just close by saying is that I really composed these first on paper, and then I learned how to play them. And the fact of the matter is that I think all of these songs on this album could be arranged and produced like a larger Michael Ghetto production would. So rendering them in this intimate, vulnerable way of just being a pianist was a super fun thing to do and kind of challenging.
Wow. Well, I must say the rewards are there because it was just some absolutely fabulous music on here, and I can't wait to hear more of it. So let's get into these two, and then we'll come back, and we have a some really good stuff coming up. So we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you.
You're listening to Perspectives with the Oracle with Todd Johnston. He died.
Hey, well, we were talking off air a little bit more about Rise, and I thought I would, before we bring in the next song, I would let Michael just give us a little bit more of the information on the song that we just heard.
Well, Rise is quite simply an anthem, and for composers, I think you know immediately that what you've just written is an anthem, and it's really a call to just overcoming adversity. Whatever the adversity is, there's always a way to make turn that adversity into a victory, and that's really what the song is all about. It was so fun to record that because I had invited a pianist that I had met a few years ago on social media, and we got to be really super good friends. She happened to be come from a family who grew up listening to my music, Sam on Sweet specifically, and that really inspired her to learn to play the piano. And So Kelsey Lee Kate and I, we met for the first time at the session, and I had sent her the melody and all of that stuff prior, and we had talked quite a bit about how the session was going to go. But you know, I did the motor on the left hand, and she came in and did the melody with the right hand and the improvisation on top, and I just think it's a beautiful piece.
Well, that it is. And speaking of beautiful pieces, we have, I'm going to call it 100,000 Welcomes. I will let you pronounce the true name correctly in a bit. But that was my pick off of Journey North today. And I would really like to hear, first of all, how to correctly pronounce it. And also the story behind the song, because it's another one of my go-to favorites.
Yeah, I love this. I love this song. And I don't know. I think you put me on the spot here. I would say it's... I know the last two words. It's Gaelic, but Tolmia Mila Folsha is. Okay. I probably just massacred it, but.
Well, I would have done worse. So.
The song is. It's. I love the piece because it's just so energetic and happy and full of life, and it's a hoedown. You know, when those. The pipes come in and the electric guitar and that transition, you just want to dance. I mean, it's so cool. And it really is just welcoming people to the journey that they're going to take on the Journey North.
Wow, what a beautiful song. Let's give this one a listen, and then we're going to come back with another few before we have to go.